Okay, it's Marion McFarland at the Hickory House doing Love You Madly, Duke Ellington's great tune. And I'm glad that Tony Bennett's listening this morning, too, because I'm just getting a call now from the Pacific Coast, from San Francisco, from a good buddy of mine, an ex-colleague
in San Francisco
by the name of Carter B. Smith, who is doing more than yeoman's duty and more than above and beyond the normal call for the San Francisco cable cars, which are in danger of extinction out there.
That's exactly right, Al, my friend, and I am right now on the cable car at the corner of Grant Avenue, which is Chinatown, San Francisco, and California, on the cable car right this very minute, and Marion McFarland sounds really beautiful out here.
Yeah, she's great, and just before that, I was talking to Tony Bennett, who was listening this morning.
He did a song about a streetcar, didn't he?
About cable cars?
Was it a cable car?
Yeah.
I left my heart in Sausalito.
That's right, very close to San Francisco.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I just about lost my foot, Al, because I had my foot sticking out and a car almost took my foot away. Wouldn't that have been dramatic?
Hey, please, be careful out there. So what is the situation now, Carter, as far as raising funds for the cable cars out there?
All right, the situation is this, Al. The cable cars will definitely, those of you planning to come out to San Francisco, the cable cars will definitely go out of service in September, and they will be down for at least 2 years. Now, what we're hoping is that we can generate enough money to bring the system back online. So where are we? $58 million is needed to put the cable cars back into commission, Al. We have most of the money. We're about $1 million short. So I have been sitting on this cable car for 16 hours and 17 minutes as of this moment, talking to radio stations all over this country, appealing to anybody, in this instance, in your vast audience in the New York area, that would like to become a part of history themselves by contributing a dollar or two, if they would like to help. This is the only moving national landmark, you know. And, for example, today, Al, this cable car has been down about three times with minor little problems, shorts in the electrical system, this and that and the other thing. It's on its last legs, you know.
Yeah, I know they've been keeping them together with baling wire and adhesive tape. I know it.
Yeah, so all the Purple Grotto-ites, if you would like to, whatever you can do, we here in San Francisco would be in your debt. And when you get out here, boy, you can stick out your chest and say, doggone it, I helped keep those guys going. And our post office box is 680, post office box 680, San Francisco, zip 94101.
All right, I got that down. And any amount from anybody at any time will be welcome, I know.
Amen, Al. And I'm so pleased to talk to you. What most people don't know, of course, in New York is that you and I work together at a radio station that abuts, if you pardon the expression, the very cable car that we're riding on. And I'm looking in the windows of our old place, and they're still on the air, Al.
Yeah, how about that? How are they able to manage without us, huh?
Exactly.
Hey, that's great, though, Carter. What I'll do is I'll mention it every now and again, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people that would like to come to San Francisco and be assured of the fact that the cable cars will be running because, you know, they're going to say, what is San Francisco without the cable cars?
Amen. That's right.
Well, you got to have them, that's all.
You know it.
And I'm sure you'll get your $11 million or whatever it is.
Well, we try. You know, the longest journey begins with a single step, and a dollar is what I'd like to see from everybody. We'd be very grateful for whatever you can come up with. And anybody who comes up with $15, not to sound like a hawker, but anybody who comes up with $15 or more will receive a beautiful embossed certificate saying that they have ridden in spirit with me today on this marathon.
Well, I think that's well worth it, and you do sound like a hawker.
You're the same Al Collins all these years. I know how you keep doing it.
Oh, I don't know. It's not too easy.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll run across you next time, Matt, and I'm sure that I'm happy that you called, and any of our people that could do anything for you, I know they will.
Bless your heart, Albert.
All right.
Good night now, my
Carter B., take good care. Bye-bye. Well, there he is out there sitting on a cable car doing a real marathon trying to raise money to keep those babies going. And I don't know, but if Tony's listening this morning, still listening, I know that his heart has been touched by that too. I mean, those cable cars, and I left my heart in San Francisco, that's it. After all, after the hills and the cable cars and Coit Tower and Fisherman's Wharf in Chinatown, that's it. 14 minutes before 2, we're right in the middle of a set with Marion McPartland. But we're also waiting to hear from Ray Otis here.
Those dynamic Trader Horn television and appliance stores.